US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. Don't forget the rumour file is open. 9221 882. $500 cash can be yours, but you must phone your rumour through this morning to win the cash. 9221 882. Bob Tarlow still down under. Kirk Clyde is filling in. Kirk, good morning to you.
And good morning, Baz and Steve. What was once amazing, it's now commonplace in Washington. The nation's Secretary of State fired, and he learns about it from Twitter. A reporter flying back from Africa with Rex Tillerson last night said they had no indication of what was about to happen. Tillerson's and Trump's relationship may have been doomed at least since last year, when he never fully denied calling the president a moron. But could the breaking point for Trump have been Russia? One of the reasons he got the job in the first place was his good relationship with Russia when he was CEO of ExxonMobil. Only yesterday, Tillerson, though, issuing a much stronger statement than in the White House on the nerve agent poisoning in the UK, saying in part, "We have full confidence in the UK's assessment that Russia is likely responsible. Russia continues to be an irresponsible force of instability in the world." He also told reporters while in Africa, the attack clearly came from Russia and would certainly trigger a response. It did, although maybe not what the secretary was expecting. Mike Pompeo, now the head of the CIA, is Trump's choice for the new Secretary of State. Here's what Trump said to reporters this morning before leaving for California.
"I've worked with Mike Pompeo now for quite some time. Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength. I wish Rex Tillerson well. We disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess it was okay. Really, it was a different mindset. It was a different thinking. I think Rex will be much happier now."
So what's he doing in California, mate?
Well, it's certainly not meeting with Governor Jerry Brown. The only things we know for sure, Trump visiting prototypes of the wall and going to be at a fundraiser tonight in the Beverly Hills area at a yet undisclosed location. The Los Angeles police say they are ready for anything. This is Trump's first visit to California since becoming president, a state many of his supporters call enemy territory.
Kirk, thank you. That is-